B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Kimberly is back on War of the Roses, but this time for an update. We had Kimberly and John on, and Kimberly, you said he left the house very abruptly after a fight. You did find my phone. You saw him in a parking lot where there was nothing. And then when we called him, he didn't want to send the flowers to you. He kind of said that she didn't deserve them at that point. And we asked him the questions, are you cheating? He said no.
I believed him.
Yep. Roy and I kind of believed him. Meanie, were you on the fence?
I was. I didn't believe him.
So, Kimberly, you're back, and you're back with an update. What's going on in your relationship now, if there is one?
So, he left me a voicemail, actually, and I emailed it to you. Your producer asked if I could send it so you guys could hear it. But before you play it, I just want to say that after hearing his voicemail, it just kind of put things into perspective for me. You know, I need to do better. I don't know what it's like to have PTSD, and I feel like our home should be more like the calm when he has this feeling where he needs to get away and clear his head. Our home should be that peace for him, and I should be adding to his calm instead of putting more stress and causing more drama. And I'm going to work on that and try to be more understanding and look beyond myself and think this person could probably need a moment. Mm-hmm. And it just really, it really made me check myself. When I listened to it, I just was like, wow, I didn't even see through his eyes.
Well, this is a very different tone. You're very calm. Yeah, I know a lot of things were emotionally charged last time we spoke. I do think that it is important that when someone requests space, you respect the boundary and give space.
Yeah, I was so focused on my stress, I didn't think about his. You know,
well, and you thought he was cheating, and I got to be honest, yeah. Kimberly. Like, I don't blame you. Like, I think what you're saying is right, but I don't think what you were thinking was wrong. Like, you know him better than we do, and you've broken up a couple times before, and you never said anything about infidelity before. But you know, here's a strange moment. Did he leave and go be with another woman in this random parking lot? Like, okay, we found out. No, he didn't, and you clearly believe him now.
Yeah, and I'm just in a different place than I was when we spoke last. And
Kimberly, the calls and texts that we got afterwards, after we aired the War of the Roses, I don't know if you listen. A lot of people don't listen to their War of the Roses segment for good reason. But if you heard any of that, they were all on his side talking about how you need to be the way you're saying you're going to be.
Well, it sounds like you have a new perspective.
We have John on the phone, too. John.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, now we can. Now we can. Welcome back to War of the Roses. Did you have any idea when we called you that it was the Manny, Roy, and Lauren show? A lot of people always ask us that.
I did this time. It's not the first time.
Right, so. Okay. Were you familiar with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm familiar with the show.
Okay, so you left her a voicemail. Do we have your permission to play this back? She said we do, but I want to check with you as well.
Yeah, go ahead. That's fine. Hey, Kimmy. It's John. Just got into the car a little bit on break at work, and I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about our argument, kind of about, like, I talked to some people, and I heard back the radio thing that we were on, and I just wanted to say, first off, I'm sorry. Things kind of clicked. I've been thinking about it a lot, and I need to be better at communicating. I need to be a better father. I need to be a better boyfriend to you, and just wanted to call and let you know that I love you. I would never cheat on you. Sometimes I just need the moments to get away and clear my head. But if I can communicate that better to you and keep you, then that's what matters the most. So call me back when you get a chance. Bye.
Wow. I mean, coming from somebody who doesn't get apologized to very often, that was really, really big of you, John.
Didn't feel big at the time. I don't know. It's just we've had some time to cool off and talk about it, and I mean it. I need to be better, and I think this whole thing was a good experience for both of us. So,
Yeah, that's why we wanted to bring you guys back on. Imagine this. A War of the Roses actually turned their relationship and made it better.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time in years.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I didn't do this with you guys, we wouldn't be here right now. So thank you.
Please.
Yeah.
We were trying to catch a cheater. And, John, I want to apologize because I was suspicious. I go by the formula. If you don't send the roses to the person that you love, then you're probably up to no good.
But everything's not black and white. No. It's gray, man.
That's for sure. Hey, we want to hook you up with dinner at one of our favorite restaurants, Ilios Noche. We want to send you and your military man out there, okay?
Wow, thanks, guys. That'd be awesome. All right. We definitely need a night out.
All right, great. We'll put you on hold. The rental babysit, Evan, your son.
Sure.
So hold on.
Kids.
All right. Thanks, guys. Congratulations and good luck with everything, okay?
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.